tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, Violet. She's jamming, she's grooving. What are we listening to?
We're listening to Adam Lambert for your entertainment.
Is that my song? Oh, his is. It's Adam Lambert, everybody. What's up, American Idol superfans? We are AfterBuzz TV. This is the American Idol After Show, Season 14, Episode 21. I am your host, JC. You can find me on Instagram and the Twitter at JCRubioTV. And joining me tonight, my lovely co-host, state your name.
Hey, everybody. I'm Violet Kanyon, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Violet Kanyon. I made it so easy for everybody.
Awesome. Awesome. Yes, we are cut in half. Steph is on assignment, and of course, Jason's on a very special assignment. Where is he,
He's
Violet?
He's at Idol, next to J-Lo.
Yes.
He's standing next to J-Lo, people.
He's sending us pictures, and he sends you his hello. And of course, no show would be complete without the man running the ones and twos, Epic Mark Time. Our super engineer, what's going on, Mark?
Doing pretty good. Solid show tonight, eh?
Yeah, it was fantastic. We laughed, we cried, and felt kind of awkward. Yeah. All right, so first off, let's rewind a little bit. Mm-hmm. Last week, since our fans weren't here to give, you know, listen to our opinions, we lost Serena Crojo. Yes. What?
I'm so sad that she's gone. I feel like we kind of knew she was going to get kicked off early on. I think she has an amazing voice, and she had really, really good stage presence. But she just got lost in the competition, I feel like. And she shined too late in the competition to gain, like, a momentum of fans. And I feel like her and Adana were kind of head-to-head. You get it over there?
Hon, my baby. Excuse me. Oh, no, honey.
Oh, no, you didn't.
We have to talk about this.
Really?
Yes, Serena was... It's her fourth year on the show.
It is.
She was fantastic the whole way through until last week. And we talked about it, that the competition this season is so such an even playing field that one bad night can do you in. And that's exactly what happened. She hadn't built that equity of this current season.
That's what I'm saying.
But questionable, to this point, she has been fantastic.
But she hasn't stood out in the competition at all.
So you mean to tell me, let me pick someone at random, let's see, Daniel Seavey should have stayed ahead of Serena. Adana.
Based on standing out and making an impression, yes. Because everyone knows Daniel. He's the baby. He's the cute one. He's the one who flirted with J-Lo all the time. Who's Serena? I don't even know her middle and last name.
Last name, Crow.
What was her? Serena Joy?
There you
go. Okay, I got you.
All right, see? Okay, so you're
saying... that's an issue. You're at the top, what was it, top 12.
So you're saying, look at it like a pie chart. So you need vocal ability.
Mm-hmm, which she had.
Stage performance.
Mm-hmm, she had that.
Likeability.
She was missing that.
And an X factor.
She was missing that. She was missing those two things. She's missing being memorable, and she's missing... Not that nobody liked her, because I really did like her. Watching her, I was falling in love with her every week. But I feel like it was just too late in the competition for her.
She had so many devastating runs through the song. She would do things in between notes. She was delicious. She was rich.
She was amazing.
I really hope that people don't miss out on her artistry. You know, it's too bad we only saw that bit of her, and I hope to see more of her in the future.
I agree.
All right. With that said, let us know what you guys think. Too soon? Okay. Let us move on to tonight, which was movie night. All right. Overall thoughts. What did you think about tonight?
I thought it was weird. I'm confused. I hated it. And what the hell? How about you, JC?
Wow.
What did you think?
I am in love with this. You're just shooting from the hip.
I'm like, come on. It's just you and me tonight. Let's go.
Okay.
Wait.
All right. I am going to go with, I somewhat, very much, in a way, completely, absolutely
agree with me.
I hate when you do this.
Come on now.
You know what? Overall, I thought it was a subpar night, but there was... It was weird. I was almost qualifying. I was saying, well, he or she did really well given the type of night it's been so far.
Exactly.
And that's what I had a problem with. Mm-hmm. But overall, there was... Someone saved the night for me. I will say that. But overall...
I think I know who you're talking about.
Oh. If fans, if you're watching us, are you on the chat roll? Let me see if...
I think
we have like two people live and they're both...
Yay!
Yes, it's my family. All right. But let's get into the performances. And, you know, because of course they wasted a lot of time with... We had Jeff Gordon coming out with NASCAR.
So random. Well, when you set the tone with Jeff Gordon, seriously...
It's going to be on Fox, cross promotion. I mean, they do it with Empire every week.
Bring back the Empire people. Come on now.
Season's done.
So
and
what?
We're back next Wednesday just for that. So let's get into our first contestant, and that was Adana Duru. And, of course, here's the thing. We don't know if she had the most votes or the least votes.
Right.
I'm going to say that throughout the whole episode because it plays out at the very end. Could she also be the victim of what I always call the curse of the first?
I feel like this season it hasn't been so... evident.
Okay.
Was Serena first? No, it was Maddie that went first, wasn't it?
I'm not sure. I think
it was Serena. You're right.
Serena did go first, see?
Damn.
Curse of the first.
I don't know. Adana, for me, she has a good voice. She looks like $1 million up there. She has a stage presence, but she just, I don't know. There's something just boring about her.
Really?
I always find myself talking through her performances, and I actually really like her, so that even surprises me, where she's almost done, and I'm like, wait, I wasn't even paying attention.
Wow, okay.
So.
See, I think theatrically, she makes me pay attention. Mm. She's very demonstrative, she's always gesticulating, moving and doing this and that. But for me, she loses me, and I wrote it, I thought tonight, she was singing Love You I Do by Jennifer Hudson, and the mentors even thought that she was nervous with this type of song, and I thought she was all over the place. I thought she was out of tune. The middle got better in the middle. I mean, she's confident, but she's confident, but so are my drunk uncles. You know, I'm just saying.
Comparing Adana
to
your drunk uncles.
No, but they're always really confident. No. Mm-hmm. I scratched it because I'm going to get hate mail by my family. No.
Send it to him.
No.
At JC Rubio. What is it on TV? JC Rubio TV?
Yeah. And if you're on Snapchat, go to Mary Wan. There we go. Anyway, nice plug. Now, what I was going to say is this season, they were really focused on performers because the last few seasons they have been heavy on vocals and light on, let's say, performance.
Yeah.
This season, I think it's the other way around. Great performers, but through all that performance, you lose tone. You lose those type of things.
They've been telling Adana now 3 weeks, you're off pitch, you're pitchy, you're off tune, get it together. And every week she comes out doing the same thing. I really like her. But if you keep doing that, then really good people are going to go home, and she's going to stay, and that bothers me.
Okay. All right. I mean, and this is why, Jason, tonight you're always missed, but I wanted to ask him, and is it different live?
Yes.
Is it not translating on TV?
Can we, speaking on that, I want to throw it back to last week again.
Sure.
Like Ray Vaughn was singing, and the judges were like, this is the best performance you've ever had, and da-da-da. And I'm sitting at home watching it thinking, are they drunk? Are they on something? Because that was the worst performance Ray Vaughn has ever had, to the point I was like, somebody get him off the stage.
This is last Thursday.
Last Thursday,
okay,
yeah.
Last Thursday. What did he... What, do I have it in my
notes? I don't remember
what
he sang. Burn.
He sang Burn. And yeah, I agree. And so that's why I don't know if we're losing translation. I think we'll have to go... We should go live, and we'll go there and go see, and if it's...
Yeah, we should.
If that is the case, then... TV, you're not doing them justice. Our singers justice. So that's what I wanted to ask Jason, if it's just something we're losing live. So,
and I'll sit next to J-Lo and I'll talk to her about.
Oh, okay, stalker. Anyway, let us move on to Mr. Daniel Seavey. Lost stars. Can we say not only the stars were lost tonight?
Ba-dum.
Sorry, you got us in a bad mood. And I love him, actually. He's the sweetest kid in the world, but I'm going to be hard tonight, but it's not his fault. I am mad at the producers. Over and over, this guy should have held off 1, 2 years. Yeah. Let his voice is breaking. It's maturing. He's going through puberty.
On TV.
Why?
How does that work out in a singing competition?
It makes it a little bit more compelling television because you get that will he, won't he of every performance.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And
poor thing.
No, and I feel bad because he's musically there. He plays 10 instruments. He's got... I feel
doesn't Justin Bieber play that many instruments?
Yes, but still, you're not helping here, Violet.
I'm just saying Justin Bieber isn't the most vocally talented person in the world.
Wow.
Really?
Now you got Bieber Nation. Hey, I'm not saying here or there. Send us that,
Violet Kanye.
I value my life. I want to walk out of the studio and make it home tonight.
Still?
Oh, God. No, but this guy, I don't know if he can win this competition. I see it very... It's going to be a very hard road for him to win this competition. Mm-hmm. If he does, I mean, if you go to The Voice, when his voice fully transitions into manhood, because he has something there.
He won't get anything turned because they don't know he's a little cute, adorable 15-year-old.
But is this a disservice to him? Because now
it is. I completely agree with you because I feel like the judges should have said no to him and said, come back next year or even the year after that. 16, 17 years old, your voice is more... at where it's going to be for the rest of your life.
Okay. You know, I mean, they said such a cutie, but then...
Adorable, cute, aww. Okay.
Harry said not strong. Finally.
Good.
Someone just...
I've been saying this since last week.
And fans agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
All two of them. I'm kidding.
Hi, fans.
Hi, Mom and Dad. All right. But speaking of maturing. I don't know if you noticed this. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry.
No.
I'm just getting in there.
You know, Ray Vaughn, they wanted him to, like, toughen up a little bit, right? Did you notice a little bit of stubble on him?
Was there?
Yes. I made
that
notation.
Adorable.
I was like, but did he toughen it up with staying alive?
I honestly thought it was his best performance.
Really?
It was a little edgy. It was sexy. It was, the voice was, as usual, there. Except for last Thursday. But I feel like he took that song and he took it to another level. He made me love that song.
Okay. I completely disagree with you.
Oh my gosh. Staying alive.
No, here's... Okay, no, I should take that back. It's not that... I agree with Harry. I want more from him. He can give you more. And tonight, even though falsetto wasn't as strong as usual in the open, I thought it was a little weak compared to... And it's what you get with him every week. There's more to him. He has this beautiful voice. Get deep. We want to find out who is Rayvon Owen. We're at this point. Let's start seeing those.
Yes.
Because someone else gave us another side of them that's what I want out of my American Idol. Rayvon didn't give it to me tonight. He's got the tools. I mean...
I totally disagree. I feel like he went a completely different direction.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I just heard something that we haven't heard from him, and I saw a side of him that we hadn't seen. I always thought, really happy guy on stage, singing, smiling. But I don't know. This week it was like something else. Something sexy.
All right. Okay, so we agree to disagree, but... I don't know if we agreed.
Speaking of sexy.
Okay. Go for it, Violet. Talk about your man.
Oh, Nick. Nick Fradiani.
Question mark? Nick Fradiani, who gets his own ice cream flavor.
No. I freaking obsessed. Love. The minute he started this song, I was like, yes. He's so Daughtry. It's ridiculous. And Daughtry's like still my second favorite idol ever.
Okay. I somewhat agree with you, but here's the thing. If he was 4'7", had a really hairy back, had a monobrow, would you still be loving him like Daughtry?
Okay, I might not be so into his performance, like visually, but I still think his voice, I love that kind of like raspy, I don't know, how do you describe that voice? It's
Daughtry, but we already have
Daughtry.
A Daughtry, so who
yeah,
is Nick?
Yeah, but he's fading a bit. We need another Daughtry.
You are terrible. And I disagree because he started great, but that song, like Harry, it for me, it just laid there. It didn't go anywhere for me.
That's true. I totally agree with that. There was a moment where it kind of like stops and then he picks it up again. I feel like that was his middle, like how Harry told him last week, mm-hmm. have a beginning, middle, and end. I think he tried to do that, but if he had left that silence just 2 seconds longer, it would have made a huge impact on his performance.
Okay, I don't know if I've told you this. I think I've told Jason. I grade all these, and I don't reveal these on the show, you know. But tonight, I gave him a B.
Really?
On a curve.
Hmm.
Because I thought
everyone sucked.
I did not say that.
No, everyone, I did not say that.
Do not put the words in my mouth. I just said it was just a rough night for me. So that's why I was like, a B, but
song choice was rough.
Yes, and it's freaking Kenny Loggins. She's like, who's that? Kenny Loggins.
I'm confused.
He's a soundtrack king from Caddyshack to Top Gun.
Oh, and then the mentor was Nile Rodgers.
Yes, Nile Rodgers.
A bunch of names I never heard. I'm just saying. Oh, I'm alone. Lord. I know the world is probably like, is she crazy? I don't care. Moving on.
I think it's the hair.
It must be. It's really tight.
I love the hair. All right, let's move on.
I also want to add, Nick needs to lose the jacket. Not on a visual, sexual level, but he needs to be, like, in a t-shirt, like a nice, tight t-shirt, and just, like, really free on stage, because I feel like he's...
That stage is cold. Wouldn't his, like,
come on
madness...
Now.
Like,
no.
Wouldn't they, like... Okay, anyway, it's a family show. All right, but let's move on to someone who...
I think your favorite of the night.
You are so close, but not correct.
Really?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I loved Joey Cook tonight singing Mad World. And
oh, I know who your favorite was.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. She is doing what it takes to win the show. It's early. You're yawning. She's quirky. She's got the accordion. She's got the accordion. Quirky girl, purple hair, green hair, blue hair. She's like a Skittle. Different hair each week. Not really, but dressed down, and she sat in place.
Yes.
A whole new side. She was serious. Mm-hmm. She wasn't, oh gosh, I'm so happy to be here.
Just laughing middle of her performance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The only thing is I kept thinking about Adam Lambert.
Oh my God. Adam Lambert owns this song.
Pinch, poke, you owe me a Coke. Oh my God, twinsies. Anyway, I was saying, no, here's the thing. His was a classic.
Adam Lambert took this song and made it something the universe needed to hear.
Okay.
Joey Cook took this song, tried to make it something the universe needed to hear. I loved her verses. The long verse that she sang. The chorus was awful. It did nothing for me. Adam Lambert still owns this song. She didn't really take that over. But I do agree. She was toned down. She proved that she can actually be a selling commercial artist. And J-Lo was spot on. She does remind me of Sia. And she could be, like, before now, I've been thinking, really? Who's going to buy her album? Like, you can't. Mm-hmm. You really can't. But now I feel like you really can. She mm-hmm. showed a side of her that needed to be seen.
All right. Lambert was classic. Hers was good. That's good.
When you sing something that an iconic Idol contestant like Adam Lambert made, that was Adam's moment. For 14 years, that's been the best moment on Idol. And she tried to do it again. And she should have just done another song.
So you're thinking next week she's going to sing Kelly Clarkson a moment like this or something? Is that what you're saying? Tackle the Giants?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. All right. But now we're going to move on. This is your section. I am going to bow down and give you this is the J-Lo moment.
Oh, my God. That woman is just freaking believable. That I had goosies the entire time.
It was cold in the room. Okay.
I can't with you. The performance, the dress, her face. Could she be any more beautiful? I can't wrap my head around her beauty. I just can't.
No, she is all of that in a bag of chips.
Voice was the best I think we've ever heard her.
Cool dress.
You know what, JC? The door's right there. If you say anything bad about my J-Lo, I will get crazy.
I know you will. I will. I bruise like fruit. You drop a banana and that's me. Okay. The dress was awesome because the special effects they did, I will say that.
Now I want to see the movie.
okay, the movie from Home coming up, but her voice sounds a little higher than what I'm used to hearing J-Lo. Go back and listen to her live. I'm just saying.
Maybe it was the acoustics in the stadium.
She sounded great. I really loved the dress.
Oh my God. Oh. I literally thought when she opened her mouth and like the first few words came out, I was like, oh my God.
She opened her mouth and was like, Jesus.
It was just like doves just flying. I can't. She's just.
No, it was.
Everyone just bowed down. Bow down to the queen.
Okay, so are we going to bow down to our next contestant, Tiana Jones, in the circle of life? That's why I do not sing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
This was an okay performance. I feel like every performance she's had has been unbelievable. That if she has one great performance, it sounds like an okay performance, which really sucks for her because she has to be amazing every single week because that's all we've seen her. So if she does, like, this week, I felt like it was okay. It was a softer side. But she didn't show her personality. She always shows her personality. I feel like that's why everyone's falling in love with her. Her stage presence, her, like, smile she always has. And I know it was a softer song. It was slower. It was a little more emotional. But she could have still thrown a little Tiana in there.
Well, maybe it's because she was nervous. That's maybe. Why, you know, she overshot the song, as Harry said. I do agree. She was really just off vocally. And here's the problem with her. She started high. She started very high. Mm-hmm. We've all loved her from the very beginning. And that's a tough place because you have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
So it's like those, like Gina from last season, who grew, came out of nowhere. This season, she started high. So,
and with Idol, I think we've all learned that the ones who start off high don't usually end up winning. Well, except Candice Glover, because she's Candice Glover.
Okay, but now with that said, has she built enough equity that she can survive an off night?
Knock on wood, I think so. I think she's... I can't. I'm so mad. Yeah, I think she's going to be okay. I hope so.
All right.
Vote for her, people.
And now for the moment of awkwardness. It's good awkward. Oh. It's Quentin.
I love Quentin.
You love him.
I love him.
Why?
I get so excited when he makes it through every single week because the judges did technically save him.
Okay.
Going into the top 12, right?
Yeah.
Top 10. Yeah, top 12. So I get really excited that Middle America is liking him now, right? That means they like him.
He gives performances. I find a chink in his armor.
I've been dying to hear what this chink is since the show. We've been watching the show. So please.
And I'll just read my notes. Okay, at first I thought it was Hunger Games, you know. I did. It was cool, though. It was like, you're the one that I want by Grease if it, like, met the Hunger Games. But
it was amazing.
He missed some notes. But he did miss theatrics. And here's the thing. His technique, his vocals.
Really?
He gets off key sometimes. He does. He has, as Harry would say, intonation problems. He does. And I would go see his concert. I'll stand by. He's going to be a performance. I will go there, take my glaucoma medicine, and have a great time at his concert. I'm telling you. He is awesome. He's going to be like a reggae artist. He's going to be
awesome. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you. I don't know what he's going to be, but he's just going to be a whole lot of awesome. But for this show, I don't know if he can win it. Now, it saddens me to say that.
I agree. I don't think he can win. I think only a handful of people can actually win the show, just based on Idol history and who's voting and all the politics that are involved. I don't think he has any chance of winning, maybe top three, top four. He deserves to win, but I don't think Middle America especially, is going to push him all the way through. Really?
Well, he got this far, and they need him. I mean, Middle America's giving him that vote.
That's true, but only because the judges saved him.
Okay, well said.
But I want to say about his performance, I thought it was freaking amazing. And I'm going to bring him up again. He reminds me of Adam Lambert. Everything he does, every performance he's done, reminds me of what Adam would have done with that song.
Okay, ownership, he knows himself.
Yes, he knows himself. He takes command of the stage. I guess I'm not hearing the tune issues. Maybe because I'm so mesmerized with his performance and how much he changed the song. I thought the song was so much better than the original. I mean, the original, of course, is a classic. It's
Olivia Newton-John.
I know. Okay. is a classic, but it's not something I'm going to put on in my car and listen to while I'm driving or at my house when I'm, you know, doing dishes or whatever. But his version is something.
Oh, so you're going to wash dishes to Quentin Alexander's You're the One That I Want. I can't do it, but it's so haunting. So you do dishes like that?
I was trying to make a point here.
I'm asking.
JC.
I'm just asking.
I don't do dishes. I'm just kidding. I do dishes.
Well, okay. We learned about a host.
I'm kidding.
All right.
But yeah, that's like, I mean, you know, I'm never going to listen to that song unless I'm watching the movie. But his version, I would listen to, I would buy the CD, I would go to his concert. It was just amazing.
There you go, Quentin.
I thought
you know.
It was his moment, and I'm so surprised the judges didn't love it as much.
All right. She's downloading your song. So, mm-hmm. Speaking of surprise, you were so surprised when they called, I have to say it, when they called Maddie Walker's name. You were surprised. Tell me you weren't.
I mean, I'm not surprised because she's super adorable.
Yeah.
I think her voice is amazing. I really do. She's so on point every single time. But the girl has no stage presence. She's stiff. She looks scared. She's shocked. She's terrified. I don't know what's going on with her. I thought maybe she was still sick when she first started. I was like, what is she doing? But I think maybe what I think J-Lo said before she started.
Sorry, there's a plane over us at AfterBuzz. Okay.
I think what J-Lo said when she started may have thrown her off a little. I think it was J-Lo or Harry. I can't remember. Okay. But she looked really scared. And that continued. Like, she's doing the hand movements like this, you know, instead of, like, just flowing with it. Just flow, girl.
Okay.
And I can't even tell her to take a shot because she's so young.
Here's the thing. I'm going to give her a pass this week because of the possible health issues. Don't know exactly what they are, but this song...
She needs to tell us what the heck is going on.
I just haven't had time to figure it out. I'll go look into it
after
the show.
I heard, like, kidney. I heard... Oh, really? What's the thing here?
Kidney stones?
No. Lower.
Lower? Hey, that's girly stuff. I'm not going there. This is not that...
Appendix.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Oh, my Lord. I can't.
I don't know. No.
That's why I've heard all these things, but...
I'll look it up afterwards. If you guys know, let us know, please. Here's the thing. This song is so big. This is a huge song from Footloose. Let's hear it for the boy. And it was just timid. It was completely timid.
It was terrible.
She sang it very small.
She sang it scared.
You know, and she's the only country artist.
Somewhat. That's why I'm not surprised she's getting through.
But is she really a country artist? Because she twangs when the song is country, and when it's not country, she doesn't twang.
No, she did twang.
But when
she
it's,
did, and I
Harry even said
it.
He called it pageanty.
It was very pageanty.
Okay, so you love pageants. Okay,
I do.
Not judging. I'm just saying. But she, I don't know.
She has so much potential, and we said it. I think last week or the week before, she could be the next Carrie Underwood. She really, really can. She just needs a little bit of discipline. And she needs experience.
How would you compare her to, I just thought about this, her and Kelly Pickler?
I feel like personality, she's trying to be like Kelly Pickler. Like, I'm so cute, I'm like a ditzy blonde. But I don't think that's her. And we don't know what her is. And I feel like you mentioned this earlier with Rayvon. We don't know any of these people, except maybe Tiana we know a little bit about. Clark, I feel like we know about. Joey, we definitely know. Nick is still a little bit of a mystery. And
is
Quentin,
he?
We kind of know.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. All right.
It's so. Like, I think at this point, we should know who these people are. So.
All right. We're 80 minutes into our show, so
let us know. No, we're not.
Oh, this man made you look. All right. Let's move on to... I thought this guy was pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
What? I love him!
I knew it!
Clark was fantastic! I walked by the moon, I was so fantastic! I loved him. I love this guy. I've been loving him for weeks, and here's the thing. I gave him an A-. Yes, I did, because, and Keith mentioned it, the vocals are there, everything's there, every once in a while, and she's going to kill me for this, that's Violet, he gives me slightly, ever so little bit of dead eye. Where he's kind of just glassed over.
But his eyes are so beautiful.
I knew that. Because you said that while we're watching. You're like, oh, you're in love with his eyes.
I miss Stephanie because she's... I talk to her about these things.
I know. Well, don't worry. I'll be your girlfriend. Talk to me about. Talk
oh
me
my
about
God,
Clark.
He's. I'm.
Okay. No. Go ahead. Tell me like if I was Stephanie.
His eyes are just beautiful, and you like you fall into them, and you're just like drawn, and he just takes you there, and it's beautiful.
How's his music?
Beautiful.
If he was if he was a 3 foot tall troll with a hairy back, would you still?
I would still love his music.
Okay, so would I. I would love him if he was like. Yeah,
I have troll. To say, I haven't been.
No offense to trolls.
Go ahead. I haven't been Team Clark this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of been like iffy with him. Like that thing, it bothered me again this week. He did it once though, which props. He only did it one time.
Okay.
But I like his version more than Maroon 5.
Wow, those are fighting words.
It was bluesy. It was soulful. It was beautiful.
He was on another level tonight. He separated himself from everyone there tonight, in my opinion.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
He can win.
Oh, really? White guy with a guitar? Mm-hmm. No.
A soulful white guy with a guitar.
Yeah, no. Phillips.
Hello. More commercial. Well, he's on every commercial.
Wait, so who's more? Really Philip Phillips is more commercial?
No. Clark is... More, I guess, long.
We'll let you think about it some more when we move on to Jax. Mm. We had a face-off. We had Jax and Cassine.
Oh, the two lovebirds. I wonder why producers did that.
Okay. Violet, thoughts? Kasim, okay. Or should we bunch them together? Or no, let's break down Jax.
Separately. Okay, Jax, grow old with you, Adam Sandler. Sounded like Santa Baby, first of all. The beat, the way she's saying it, the little speaking part in the middle, completely and utterly Santa Baby. I feel like we don't know her at all, like at all. One day she's super edgy and she's like creative and she's this artist and she has like something that the others don't have. And the next day she comes out with long curly hair, a bow in her hair, a dress, and she's singing Santa Baby in different lyrics.
How is that different than what Joey Cook did tonight?
I feel like Joey Cook... I don't know. Good point. I was going to say she showed a different side of herself, but I don't... But the thing with Joey Cook, I feel like she has those sides. She has like that dark...
I'm going to say...
Maybe sad side.
I'm going to give you an olive branch.
Okay.
Joey...
I'm not struggling.
Burn. Ow, I bruised that food again. No, Joey has, she's more connected in her, in yes. that type of, like she gave us a different side of her tonight and it seemed more grounded, yeah. More genuine, more, she's connected to the song, to the music, to the fan, to the performance.
Mm-hmm.
And Jax was performing the transitions.
Yes.
Performing, you get edgy, Jax. You
yes.
Get
oh, thank you. Okay, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe I didn't even
but here's them. The thing. We don't know if Jax was...
Got performing the most, then, oh.
Got the most votes or the too. Least votes. That's not in any particular
yeah.
order. That was just for drama. We don't know that.
And they used to do bottom three, bottom two, vote for your favorites. And they're not doing that so far this season. And it's kind of bothering me. We don't know who's...
For all we know, she's in first
who's
place.
Who's the front runner, exactly.
People love her. Even though, I will agree with you, I think she's taken a step back last week. However, tonight, I thought the song was... Adorable. I did.
Adorable.
I did. I thought it was really cute.
Except she's not 15.
To the very end. She's 18? Okay. All right. But at the end, it got a little weird. I will
Santa
say that.
Santa Baby.
I don't know about Santa Baby.
Does anyone agree with me? You guys let us know. Did it sound like Santa Baby? Play the song and play Santa Baby. It's the same damn song.
All right. She's a high risk, high reward person, as Harry said. Is that going to catch up to her?
If she keeps making the choices she's been making for the last 3 weeks, I feel like she's going to be in trouble.
All right. And now
at least she deserves to be in trouble.
All right, let's talk about our elimination. Oh, wait, because no one was eliminated. Oh, we had Cassie Middleton who, okay, this, sorry, Mark, this is where we may go long. Violet, what, are you happy with this decision?
Do I look happy?
I don't know. You always look great, so I can't tell whether you're mad.
This literally was the worst decision Idol, judges, producers, whoever the hell is making these kind of choices ever made on this show for 14 freaking years.
Worse than Pia Toscano? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because Pia's still out there doing stuff, okay? And she has a great voice and whatever. I'm not even going to get into that. Kasim cannot sing. He doesn't have a voice.
Eichler said it himself. Jason saw it. He's seen him live.
He said his performance was amazing. And we see that week after week after week. We've been seeing it for how many weeks? What episode is this?
21.
Okay, we've been seeing it for over 10 weeks. Like, this is ridiculous. It's so stupid. And then what if next week Quentin gets kicked off? And then what are you going to do, J-Lo? What the heck are you going to do? You have no more saves. No, what if Tiana saves. Gets kicked off? What if Clark gets kicked off? Then what are you going to do?
Yep.
You freaking went and saved Kasim, who does not deserve to be saved. The guy cannot sing. He hasn't sang. We don't even know if he can sing, really. He sang tonight, kind of. Spoke it, yelled it, shouted it.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? This is ridiculous. This made me extremely upset. To the point, I may stop watching.
Really?
Maybe not, but...
Okay. Okay.
If I wasn't doing this after show, maybe.
I would like to see Kasim. I would have liked to have seen him, actually. If it does come back, it's X Factor Next Generation. Because they're talking about bringing back X Factor. He's an X Factor type of... He's a performer.
He needs a show in Vegas. That's what he needs. Either perform on the street on... what is that? Beach.
I don't know that
Venice.
One.
Venice. Venice Beach. Yes. Or go to Vegas and put on a show, because you're going to be amazing. Put on like a Michael Jackson show or a Prince show or whatever you're going to do. But you're not going to make it on Idol. You're not.
You
need
to
go home.
Do you think that he willed it for them to pick him, to save him? Like with his bravado, his swag, that anger that you're going to pick. He convinced the crowd. Everyone went crazy for him. And I see it like you. I do see it. He's a performer and a half. Vocally, he should...
He shouldn't have made it this far.
I hate to say, I hate to say this. I disagree with the judges. I'm not agreeing with you, because right now we're in a little mini tiff. I agree with the judges. I disagree with the judges.
It's ridiculous. It's,
all right, fine. So we're heated.
I understand.
Did we get it right? Did we get it wrong? And here's the thing. We have no news or gossip, Mark, this week. Okay, but let's move on to predictions. And here, this is what you're going to hate even more.
Two people are getting kicked off next week. What if it's Quentin and Tiana that get kicked off? Then what are you going to do?
All right. Here's the...
Pissed off.
All right. Here's the thing. Who's going to go home? Wait, let's talk about who was your favorite performer tonight. Give me two.
Okay. I loved... Jeez, there's so many.
What? You just said it was a subpar show.
From now that I look at my notes, I...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Joey... No...
Really?
Clark?
I was going to call him for you. Okay.
Clark. And I'm sorry, Nick. I freaking love you. But if I only have pick two, I'm going to go with Clark and Rayvon.
Really?
If I could pick three, Nick would be my third.
All right. I am only going with Clark.
Hey, you said two.
Okay, fine. Then I am going to go with Kasim.
What?
I was just seeing if you're paying attention. I am going to go with...
Oh, yeah, and I love Quentin, too. Damn it.
It's a tie. Yeah, I'm torn between Joey Cook and Jax.
Are you kidding?
It was really cute. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
She got my cute string tonight. Okay, who's going home? Double elimination. Tell me now. Or forever. Hold your peace.
Adana's going home.
Ooh.
And Maddie's going home. Peace out.
Wow, very well said. I agree with that lady. So, that wraps it up for us. Another great show. Come on. You gotta love the bun. If you weren't watching this live, hey guys, quick reminder, if you haven't subscribed to our channel, please do so. Go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. You can see our library of great shows. And if you want the audio version, go to iTunes or SoundCloud. And if you want to continue this conversation, Violet, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook at Violet Kanyon, and tweet me your thoughts about the save, because I am still really pissed and I'm going to go off.
Okay, we don't want her to go off. Come on, we're almost out of here. 30 more seconds. Mark, where can they find you?
Find me on Twitter at SoapboxMark.
All right, Mark, thank you very much. And, you can find me at JC Rubio TV on the Instagram and the Twitter. So for Mark, Violet, Jason, Stephanie, come back next week. We'll see you. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.